This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation live in Surprise, Arizona. Rangers spring training. Hope you're having a good one. Former Cowboy scout, Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus is he's in the house. He's over there just to our right in the press box booth. And he's mixing them up, having a good one, Brian. You feeling kind of nicey already, I imagine?
Yes, the national anthem was excellent today. And yep. we've already mixed up the cocktails, and we've got the game day cups. So we're ready for 5 hours of flawless radio.
Yes. The soundtrack has been reset. It's now time for Pump Up the Jam, which is one of my favorites from eighth grade.
Jock jams, right? From back in the day?
Well, I'm not sure if it – I think it predated jock jams by 3 or 4 years, but it was probably in the jock jam CD for sure once those bad boys came out. Lucius Alexander was in the Pimp Cup at Master Control back there, 75 and Fitz. He's keeping the Gators down best he can, fixing to go five. You do have Woolchuck and Chiafalo here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering. As, the uncomfortable clubhouse conversations will resume. We're going to get at least one today, Jock Peterson at 520. What else do you guys have in the hopper that we could go to?
Man, I think today was the best day.
It was a good day.
Today was a grand salami type atmosphere in the clubhouse. We got to catch up with the local legend, Cody Bradford. And we also got to catch up with Mark Church. And actually, in the midst of Cody Bradford, all of a sudden, we bring in Tyler Malley. He gets roped into the conversation. He was extremely off-put and uncomfortable by everything that we were throwing at him. So it was spectacular, man. Those two guys, Bradford and Mark Church, quickly have risen to the top of my guy list for the year.
Yeah, I mean, Cody Bradford, he's probably my top Ranger that I'm pulling for this year. Local kid, I think he's super, super underrated. And he ended up being fantastic. You know, Eric was like, we've had him on before, and Cody's a little bit tame. You know, but I like that challenge. So I said, Eric, let's do this. I think we can be able to get the most out of Cody Bradford. Then it ended up being kind of a watch party. Like, a lot of the other pitchers all started flooding on the couch next to us.
That's what I heard,
And they wanted to listen to what was going on. Like, Jock Peterson, we walked immediately into the clubhouse today, and he was teeing up Luke Jackson to try and do an interview with us. Luke Jackson said, sorry, Daddy needs to go smoke a cig. So he walked out, never came back, last time we ever saw him. But it was awesome. Like, I think that we're really starting to gain some ground, gain a rapport. A lot of respect, a lot of admiration right now with this Rangers club in the clubhouse.
That's the big key. We're not the laughing stock. We're garnering some more respect in there.
But now I think these guys are having fun.
They are, you know. A couple of my group chats were talking about it, just private texts, and one guy suggested call it the hot corner. You know,
ooh, the hot corner.
Yes, it flows a little bit more.
It does.
And maybe it brands exactly what they're jumping into. Right, this is going to be crazy. Maybe gives them a little bit. I don't know. Expectation on the front end.
Speaking of renaming corners, I think today it's Krusty's Cocktail Corner.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he's right. He's mixing up the transfusions like a legend. Heavy pour, heavy pour on the Krusty bartender.
I kind of feel like I majored in chemistry at LSU.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I've got a little bit of a I've got an understanding of how to mix things.
The Walter White of sports radio
here. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it today.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that. I do feel like Brian has maybe hit this stage in his life where anything remotely mechanical or involving any sort of technical awareness is out the window.
Completely.
You needed help today opening the trunk of the vehicle.
Yeah. Well, you know, but you were up front just kind of snacking on like various like chicken fingers or something. So yeah. You really weren't the most helpful guy.
Well, I figured you had it, buddy.
I had to walk all the way around, and I'm like, hey, Dawson, don't mind me asking, but could you turn off the engine so the trunk would open up?
Sure.
And you're like, oh, I'm having some steak fingers here. Can you like leave me alone a little bit and let me wipe off my hands while I turn off the car? And what happened, though, when I asked? It worked out, right?
I guess that's what it was. I didn't realize that turning off the vehicle was
it's a must.
It was my first time operating a Kia, which by the way I'm impressed with. You did a nice job picking out the rental vehicle.
Thank you,
for
I appreciate
us.
That.
But you did just ask Ruben Portillo for help turning up your headphones.
Well, I'm in another booth.
Oh, okay.
I'm in another booth over here, so we've had to work the headset around the corner. So yesterday, you did a successful job of, like, turning down my headphones the whole day.
Yeah, I did.
And even, like, when I'm in the middle of, like, well, you know, Dawson, in this in this round, I would consider it.
Turn him off once, I think.
Yeah, you turned me
it
off.
Was right in front of me.
And then he looked at me, and you're like, oh, sorry about that, bro.
Yeah, but, that was my bad.
Well, I mean, it's like
keep me accountable.
It's like a submarine when we're all in there, you know, like in that little room right there. So I'm just trying to kind of branch out. Away from you.
Very fitting, as well as we're on the quest for a gold October here, if you will, as we begin this baseball journey and surprise, hoping this team is good.
Yeah,
you know, and the trouble of last year, the September of 2023, even it's just planting seeds of doubt in me. And yesterday hurt, you know, watching this team get the ever living crap kicked out of them. Yeah. Hopefully they do better today. They're once again crosstown taking on the Guardians, and they'll be back here in their comfy confines at Surprise Stadium tomorrow. But the Jock Peterson clubhouse conversation is coming up at 5:20. I think he's really one of the reasons that this year is different. You took one of your biggest weaknesses. Did you have the worst DH situation in all of baseball?
It was awful.
Technically second worst. I don't know, I can't fathom somebody being worse, but I believe they were 29.
Probably the White Sox.
Good call.
White Sox probably had somebody that was worse.
Yeah, it was bad, but now it's a strength. And this guy could hit, you know, maybe 25, maybe 35 home runs. If he has
maybe
a great
50,
year, stays
hell.
Healthy. Why not? I mean, Adolis is going to, so why not have two of them? Okay, Luca got the technical foul early, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, is he going to melt down? And his shot wasn't falling. Mavs were double-teaming him. They wanted to make sure that he did not destroy him. And they did a pretty nice job of sort of limiting the Lakers' offense, but the Mavs could not score outside of Kyrie Irving, who was scintillating once again with 35, and I think Klay Thompson had 20 or 22 or something like that. Lakers get the win, and it was uncomfortable. It was weird. I mean, Nico courtside as they're warming up. At one point, Luka Doncic doing push-ups, maybe to troll Nico a little bit. Just an absolutely surreal type of situation. The yelling at the bench after the 1-3 that he made. It was like, wow, this was...
I hated that.
And I saw a different angle of it where it really looked like it was going towards Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. It was less about the players on the bench, because obviously he doesn't have any disdain for his former Mavericks teammates or anything. But looking at a different angle of it, it looked like he was staring right at Jason Kidd, and Jason Kidd was not trying to make any eye contact with
him. It just felt like it was an alternate world again. Like, are we really watching Luka playing against the Mavericks? This was never a player that I wanted to see my team having to guard, defend, him turning around and mother bleeping our bench. Like, that's our guy. It honestly didn't help at all. It made everything way worse. Maybe if Anthony Davis plays and we get more than what we had of three quarters of really good basketball, we're excited with where this team can go. We're thinking championship aspirations. But my gosh, watching Luka, who really wasn't even at his best, but puts up a triple-double again, You know, it's just – and then him and LeBron in that fourth quarter, the way those two can see the floor, it's uncanny. And that's why, like, afterwards I was listening to Kendrick Perkins on ESPN. He says with Luka, LeBron, and Austin Reeves, that big three, they got a chance to win a title and make the finals this year. I don't think they do. I think they're still a ways away. But when you have a Luka and a LeBron in a postseason series, you're going to have a damn good chance to win it.
Yeah, you certainly have the foundation to build on. I don't think that they're going to be title contenders this year. You saw the shorthanded Mavericks with only Kyrie as a real threat to score until Klay got going a little bit and started heating up there in the second half. And the Mavericks without their three bigs, and they're within striking distance the whole time.
Yeah,
the Lakers couldn't really put them away. So it was. Part of me was like, yeah, you know, if the Mavericks were healthy, and it's a huge if, and it'll remain a huge if. Of whether or not those guys can come back, but the Mavericks are definitely the better team right now if both teams are 100% healthy.
Why did I feel like that if Dallas had any bigs, they would have won that game yesterday?
Yeah,
you know, sure. I mean, like, if you look at how LeBron, it just turned into him, you know, understanding that, listen, they can't rim protect here in the fourth. And so the things that he was able to do, getting to the basket, the lobs that they had, you know, the Mavs really just didn't have any answers. And when all of a sudden, you know, Klay Thompson makes some shots. Next thing you know, that goes away. They start forcing up some shots. Don't make those. Transition. And now it's, you know, just toss it underneath the basket and let things happen there. But I kind of felt like, you know, I was worried that, okay, this is probably going to be a blowout type of a game. I give the Mavericks some credit for hanging in there as well as they did. They just didn't have big enough bodies at the end of that game to win it.
Yeah, not only defensively, but offensively. I think they were like 12 of 29 shots at the rim.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
They have 51 points in the half with how poorly they were shooting. Was incredible.
There you go. Yeah, which one is yours? Yeah. I think that
This is. We got it switched over. Okay. Ruby switched it around.
I couldn't hear you there, so I thought maybe your mic wasn't on. Okay.
You got to watch Dawson. He'll turn your mic off on you every once
in
a while.
Well, we're just moving and grooving and switching some stuff around.
Okay, I'm just trying to make it easy on you guys, and everybody's over there looking at me like, why'd you move, Broadus? Now you're going to be causing problems for everybody.
Offensively, Anthony Davis is going to fix a lot. I mean, his isolations are incredibly efficient, but I think you just saw, like, without Kyrie, they don't have enough offensive flow at all. It looked bad, you know, not just like average mediocre NBA basketball, but the kind of basketball that would make a head coach in the G League call a timeout. You know, so it just rattles my mind that you had the kind of the secret sauce, which is two incredibly gifted perimeter creative players. One's going to break down the offense, and then the other one's going to sit weak side and wait to catch the ball and have the other team one-on-one. And when you kind of have that, your offense is set. You're going to, you know, get enough, and then you just have to worry about playing good enough defense, and you had that, but you decided to move on from it. So, you know, and again, Davis is going to fix a lot of that, because instead of disjointed offensive sets, they're just going to throw it to Anthony Davis, I think, when Kyrie is out of the game. But Kyrie having to play another 40 minutes last night, 35 points, he was amazing. But how long can he hold up well?
That's the question. That's the question. When all this was going down, it was like, okay, how is he going to be able to? You know, he's going to play hard every night, but is he going to get any break at all? And, you know, I don't think that's, you know, the games they've had to win, he's had to play a lot of minutes and he's had to score a lot of points to make up for the lack of bodies that they have right now to help him along.
Lakers about to go through a truth serum run of games here. The T-Wolves tomorrow. They have two with the Clippers, who are mid-pack. Then New York, Boston, and Milwaukee. They have two back-to-backers with Oklahoma City coming up before they visit the Mavs in April. So there is going to be a lot of opportunities. I would be surprised if the Lakers don't have one of the most difficult schedules down the stretch out of all the teams in the league taking a look at it. Okay, for the Rangers right now, you're sitting here going, what does yesterday's rocky start for Kamar Rocker and the pitching staff mean? Probably nothing. Doesn't change anything. I mean, he needs there to be a spot in the starting rotation. If they're only going to go with five guys, he's probably not a starter one way or another. But if he's struggling like that a month from now or in his final appearances before the season starts, that's, I think, where I would get concerned. But after just one, it's probably just a nothing burger.
Yeah, I was kind of following along with Kennedy Landry, who, you know, she lives with this team. And, you know, she was obviously talking about things. And Dawson, I think you kind of you know, had a little fun with it and like, oh, he's working on stuff. And she was honestly saying, yeah, he was working on stuff. So she was encouraged by, you know, what she saw from that aspect. But I just, man, there were so many hard hit balls off him yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. You know, you think with Kumar Rocker, it's about maybe the swing and misses. And, you know, Jared came in and was talking about, well, he wasn't throwing his best pitch. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, then, you know, that kind of helps me. But, man, the Royals
pitch,
just
like
barreled
him up. On that pitch, he gets like a 66% swing and miss rate.
Yeah, they just barreled him up yesterday.
And that's the challenge, I think, for him and a lot of young guys is, can you throw strikes without it being meatballs?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the control is just not fine enough as, you know, they're, again, crosstown. And today, Eovaldi's pitching. Sandler's going to join us after the game. Blue Jackets could not be stopped from scoring last night.
No.
Got six of them. Stars kept trying to come back, but their three-game winning streak was snapped. They'll host the Kings on Friday, and I believe the Kings are like six in the West. The Stars currently second. So some pretty good hockey games here. The big news in the NFL out there at the Combine, seems like the Cowboys are trying to chat with every defensive lineman at the Combine.
As good.
The list of players that are good. Meetings with different teams are starting to, you know, get published on Twitter, and different people breaking it and different players confirming it. But how much does that tip their hand, you think, Brian, that they're so focused on defensive line?
Well, I think what's going to happen, and we'll have Nick Harris on later today. He's there at the Combine. You know, him and Tommy Yarish from DallasCowboys.com, they seem to be the ones asking every question of every player. Hey, have the Cowboys have a formal meeting with you yet? Have you talked to the Cowboys about this? And you know, he's so they're getting all that lined up. I just think that's one of those things. You're allowed so many interviews, and you know, the Cowboys, clearly there's probably a couple positions they are focusing on. Probably focusing on these defensive linemen. We'll see what happens with these running backs when that group comes through. And then also, though, the you know, maybe some of these linebackers as well.
It's right on. Nick Harris, 620 today here on The Fan. So, yeah, we're off and running. Salute to our sponsors here at spring training. ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. We will have the best draft coverage all spring you know, into all three rounds of the draft as well. Sean McVay says it's the Rams' first goal to have Stafford back, so he's trying to balance it. But it seems like he's drawn a pretty firm line in the sand. I think the difference with them is when they say, hey, this is what we're offering. If you don't like it, we'll find somebody else. I believe them.
I do, too. The Rams are one of those teams that they got really comfortable paying that quarterback $25 million a year.
Yeah.
And you know what? When that quarterback number turns into, well, wait a minute, I want double that. They're like, nah, we're good.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
We'll see what Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins are doing.
You know what? They've proven that they are willing to, like they F them picks, overpay for some guys, move around that. That is a front office that's very, very metric-driven, and if they feel like that they can find a guy that's a little bit better and they don't have to pay a certain amount of money to, they would absolutely move on, no problem at all.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. Up next, top 15 players on stage at the Combine might be of relevance for your Cowboys. I'll ask the guys about, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them, get your little NFL draft. Big board report coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105 through The Fan.
Welcome. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. We're live in Surprise, Arizona, here on your home of the Rangers, actually watching the Royals and Rockies here in front of us. Rangers whooping the Guardians across town. We'll have Jared Sandler join us after the game and have updates throughout the broadcast. Right now, Dane Brugler has looked at 15 players who are on center stage at the Combine. I have a couple to look at and a couple of strong takes about why it's relevant for your Cowboys. At 877-881-1053. If you have any draft thoughts or questions, you can always feel free to text them in.
Wow. That was impressive. Was that a burp eating or was that a hiccup? Or?
That was talented.
That was burp.
Why do I feel like that I'm going to be doing that later on in the program?
Because you will be.
Because you're swimming in Tito's.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's what we do here.
Okay.
That Salvador Perez is a hell of a catcher, by the way.
Hey, yeah. Evo.
My
of all these, already got one shutout inning. In
there
the
we go.
Bucks. We're scoreless. Rangers and Guardians top of the second.
Now,
if Evo continues to pitch well, I've been told there's a good chance he joins the program whenever he's out of the game.
Come on.
So just, hey, Ranger fans out there, you want Nathan Eovaldi, 2023 World Series champion. We all remember the standing ovation, Game 3, ALDS.
I was there.
Wonderful. We all were, Brian. Not always about you.
Like shout game out five to that of the win series. Over
the I was there. It was one of the times
were
I was there.
There.
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was there.
And we didn't leave early that time.
We
either.
Didn't leave early.
We stayed. We got to see the.
No,
the
you almost got in a fight in the men's room that game, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Some guys started mouthing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty happened. Nice about it, though. Like, I didn't.
No, you were trying
engage.
To fight, bro.
No,
you were trying to fight.
Fight.
Yeah, you did.
No, I
you were being abrasive.
I think Walchuk was trying to cut him in the P line.
Yeah.
No, I went to see if there was a stall vacant, and the guy got ticked off because he thought I was cutting in the line.
He did. He cut in line. Yeah.
But you were just making sure.
I went to the back of the line.
It was an efficiency check on all the places you could possibly go. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I picked out a few of these guys. Title of the first one, we want a short-armed man, okay? Will Campbell, does he have 33-inch arms? If he doesn't, some teams might not look him in as a tackle. Duke Manyweather saying, dude's a tackle.
Yeah.
But could play guard. For me, Brian, this is where the hell of an opportunity is if he does slip to 12.
Yeah, and you know, and I've watched him play his entire career at LSU from the time he was a freshman till this past season. And Zach makes a great point about him. He plays in a two-point stance the entire time. It's very, very rare that you see him play, you know, with his hand on the ground. But the footwork is there. The knee bend at times is very, very good. There are short arms there. But he is a very good athlete when it comes to those, you know, you start to talk about getting to the outside, get to the edge. Those athletic things, he is very, very good. If you're going to play lead, pin, pull, things like that, that's right. That's his cup of tea.
Dane's number one overall offensive lineman, sixth-ranked prospect. It's music to my ears. Do you think he's going to be there at 12, Wolchuk?
I don't think he's going to be there at 12. No, I think a lot of people are
New England
him.
Probably at 4?
Yeah, I've seen him mocked in the top 5, usually the first lineman off the board. I would like to see him kick in and play guard, but I am a Duke truther. If Duke says he can play tackle, and the tape is good enough at tackle. Like, don't get me wrong. He's going up against some really good edge.
You do have a problem with his stance, though.
I hate his stance. And that's why it's like I want to see you move inside a guard so I don't just have to see you stand there. But he's got some nasty to his game. He can pan. But I do think he'd be a really good guard. But maybe teams do play him at left tackle and he'll end up being a badass.
Yeah, you know, I think immediately you have a need there and you're going to have a need for another tackle here in the not-too-distant future. And if Guyton's bad, maybe you can put him at left tackle and play one of your other guys at guard. So, I how I am, Chief. I'm making a priority out of this offensive line, and I'm not looking elsewhere till it's fixed.
No, and I love that. I think the trenches are extremely important. The Super Bowl revealed that. That's part of the reason why he probably won't be slipping out of the top 5 or certainly the top 10. But if he was there, I think that'd be a no-brainer selection. I heard Dane Brugler talking about him just as a cerebral guy, where he was like taking a lot off of the plate of Nussmeier and doing the stuff at the line of scrimmage that usually the quarterback would do. Campbell was doing that for the LSU offense.
Yeah, if you listen to him talk, you'll fall in love with the player. Like, big southern accent, loves football junkie, but is a super intelligent player.
Kenneth Grant at Michigan, 350-pound tackle. He had some pass rush production. Could you go back to this well at, where is that, at 44? He's not a candidate at 12, is he?
I don't think he's getting to 44.
Yeah, he's not going to get to 44. And if you're going to trade back that, but we talked about it yesterday, is player 12 the same as player 50? And are people going to be willing to come up? The thing with Grant, though, man, at 6'3", 339 pounds, this guy has got some, he plays the run extremely well. He does have pass rush ability. You know, some of these guys you would say are two-gap players where they play A-gap, B-gap, and then that kind of trash can full of dirt kind of guy. This guy could play A-gap, B-gap, but also give you some pass rush one-gap stuff. So he's a lot better than some of the guys we've seen at these defensive tackle spots for his size.
The wide receiver Isaiah Bond at Texas, how fast is he going to be? The guy won state titles at the 100 and the 200. Is he going to be so fast that he moves up boards? How's the ankle as well? Caused him to miss a lot of action in the second half of the season. He's a day two guy, Isaiah Bond?
Yeah, I've got him third round range. I think he's going to go in the second round, and especially if he runs well. Like we saw for Xavier Worthy, who wasn't necessarily a lock to go in round one. He goes ahead and sets the record for fastest 40 time in combine history, and you knew he was going in the first.
If you like Marvin Mims, this is Marvin Mims from the Broncos. If you like that type of player, this is who this kid is.
Jahdae Barron, cornerback, Texas, not a lock of a first rounder, is he? Is he going to maybe have the speed or the arm length that does push him into the first round, or could he be there at 44? I think Cowboys would love to see him there, wouldn't they?
If he was there at 44, I'd be throwing a party. I mean, I would absolutely love that, where he can play inside. He could be a Jordan Lewis potential replacement. I think he can play outside. He's played all around that Texas secondary. I do think we're starting to see him kind of slide a little bit for the exact same reasons Dane put out there. Teams are worried about the size there with Jahdae Barron.
Yeah, but this kid, to me, this is Trent McDuffie.
He's
When you watch this kid play, he's got. I know people talked about him being Brian Branch, where he could play safety,
no,
play
he's
corner.
Not Brian Branch.
He's not Brian Branch. This is Trent McDuffie right here. See that is.
It is the G-Bag Nation here live in Surprise, Arizona. Time to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
Check, check. Yeah. Big lizard in the building. Yeah. How y'all doing out there?
Doing great, sir.
Amazing.
Thank
How's
you.
DFW?
It's good, man. I had sweat running down my forehead for the first time today.
Wow.
It felt amazing. We're getting warm out here.
Yeah, congrats, dude.
Yeah. And I left my chapstick at home.
Oh.
If anybody knows anything about that, boy, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day, boy. I tell you what.
But now has it been windy?
It just feels so dry. I keep making them and they feel dry.
No, it's not too windy, but it's just something about having these big old sexy lips that they just, you know, you want to feel moisturized all the time on the lips, bro.
I know the feeling.
Hey, Lucius.
That's why I eat all that beef, because you get that grease on your lips.
Hey, Lucius, was today's question about the quickest job you've ever had?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
today's question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. I just want to make. No, I was just wanting to make sure I was in tune. So yeah. I have one in mind. That's all I'm asking.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. The guitar was in tune today, baby.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, our champion so far of G-Bag of the Day. I believe this is day two for this piece of audio. Cleveland Cavaliers game during the timeout. Looks like they play a Family Feud type of
family
game.
Mm-hmm.
And this game right here just fell all the way apart.
Beer. Name a place where you often find an elevator.
A hotel.
Name a popular New Year's Eve tradition. Oh, try again. I'm sorry.
Dating.
The hotel. Try the elevator question again.
A hotel.
Try it again.
Damn.
apartment.
All right. And toast and champagne. Name a New Year's Eve tradition.
Sex.
You just said it, buddy. Wow.
Sexy time.
That's weed.
Everybody wants to be Chris Arnold. Not everybody can be Chris Arnold.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know that was a New Year's tradition. Shout out to him, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Woke me up right there. I just felt like a little kiss.
A little kiss.
At midnight.
That's all I've ever got.
He didn't say kiss what and where.
We've been lied to this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been getting shortchanged.
Yeah.
To go full bore.
Big Sex is blocking us right now. I had this one sitting on deck, but I'm going to get rid of it. It's really not one, but it's just Anthony Edwards dropped another F-bomb. Somebody need to slow this kid down a little bit on live television right before an interview.
Gentlemen.
What a
gentlemen, we're on live now. We're on air now, Ant.
I feel him, though. He said, way to effing hoop, y'all.
Yep.
I feel him.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was saying... Where's the effing hookah?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought it was Luca for a second.
Luca, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're serious or not, bro. I don't know if you're serious or not. Are you serious?
I did think that's what he said. I needed a clarification.
Gentlemen.
What a
okay.
Where's the effing hookah?
Yeah,
I hear that.
There we go. Yeah.
What a block by foreskin.
Which, by the way... If hookah is really what set them off, that's like the least damaging kind of smoking you can do, right? There's no nicotine and there's no weed in there. It's just a flavor cloud.
See, okay, I thought there was nicotine, but I might be wrong about that.
I
might be completely wrong about that.
Man, I can't remember.
I definitely got a headache from hitting it too much.
Yeah.
And then you just feel like crap.
We used to go to this place called Shatila's and smoke hookah out there and eat hummus.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't like sharing the tips. Pause.
Yeah.
Like, everybody have their own tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a mixture of tobacco in there.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
No,
thank
there
you,
is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. See, I think the one that I did one day, I was just so, like, there's nothing to it. There's not even any nicotine in here. I must have had a bunk hookah experience.
Well, it is a lot of flavorings in there as well, so you're not going to taste the nicotine most of the time.
Yeah, I like it, though. I shouldn't smoke it the way I do. I got, like, an electric one at the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, like, while I'm sitting on the couch, there's, like, a hose to them. Like that Calipetta on Alice in Wonderland. Okay.
Yeah, well. Like the smoke shop hookahs that, you know, you put contraband in. That's a different deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, I think I know what you're talking about. Those ones at the smoke shop, you can do anything with them in a sense.
Okay.
You can kind of do anything with them.
They look like killer decorations.
They look fly. One, I seen one looks like a little machine gun.
Mm.
Yeah, a gold machine gun.
Whew.
I like that one. Okay, we got a delivery man right here that dropped off some food to a house. I guess a beautiful woman answered the door. He gave her the food, and then he walked back to the house to try to get some information on this lady. Mm-hmm. Didn't know he was talking to the lady's husband.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Ben.
What's the point?
I'm sorry. I just dropped off an order for a girl. I was just wondering. I had a question while I was driving away. Is she a single or not?
for?
I think her name started with E.
Esther?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, man. Really, I'm sorry. Take care.
All right.
Sorry, man.
She's 47 years old.
All right.
Yeah.
Awkward. Guy was pretty nice about it, though.
Yeah.
Pretty proud. Should be, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of giving the details.
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid, though. Chances are, dude that answers the door is at least the boyfriend.
Or if you thought it was a girl, a younger lady, that's the daddy.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, you thought that was a roommate, the gay roommate? What do you think this is?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, Kevin.
What did you think? Oh, let me go get her. Oh, my God. What do you think this is?
Hold on just a second.
Yeah. What do you think this is, dog?
Some husbands might be like, hold on, I'll be right back, dude.
Oh, you want what? Honey, I think we got one.
You are listening, Jesus.
Yeah.
Answer my prayers.
I like how she must be a beautiful lady because the guy called her a girl. My man was like, no, she's 47 years old, bro.
She's 47.
Yeah. She's aging like fine wine, my guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last one right here. Prairie View A&M. PV stand up. The PA guy. Well, he goes off. It doesn't matter what happens on that court. It can be a steal, a three-point shot. This dude goes off. You can set a fire pick, and this man is going to get on the little boards and go nuts. Listen to this.
Bush, he'll stop and spot for the three-point shot. Looks good, yeah.
Bush shooting at 50% from the three-point line tonight.
Donald Carroll.
That's awesome.
All night.
Man, he's got sounders?
He's got drops and sounds and everything.
Yeah.
Now, when I went to the Norfolk State games back in the day, they had a DJ, live DJ playing and stuff like that, but he ain't have...
Bush, he'll stop and spot for the three-point shot. Looks good, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Put that up. Put that up. Delete that sound, bro.
This is the first quarter.
Yeah, that's all you do
it. Is it the Prairie View A&M PA man? Is it is that a DoorDash guy wondering if the customer was single?
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards looking to hang out with Luca, congratulating his guys on hooping.
Hookaluka.
Hookaluka. Or is it the Grizzlies Family Feud, our current champion? I'll go with the DoorDash customer. Chief, how about you?
I'm going to go with our PA and announcer.
Lucius, what do you say?
Cavs game.
All righty. Brian?
Cavs.
Cool, Chuck?
Prairie View A&M.
Does that mean we're tied at two?
I think so.
Is that the Family Feud was the Cavs game?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it Prairie View A&M, PA man, or is it the Grizzlies timeout entertainment that went awry? When we come back, Chief, where are we going?
We got a sports hodgepodge. I can't be the only one who saw the commercial during the Mavs game last night. I saw a naked woman with no legs walking on her knuckles in the jungle. We'll have to get into that a little bit next year in the Nation.
Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live in surprise. Our coverage brought to you by Asco Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And it's brought to you by On Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Same day service guaranteed. Look out for our confessional videos brought to you by Best Windows and Siding Online. It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver some sports.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Last night we did it. Our first experience with the Luka Laker. And it was, I mean, I have to say, I don't want to be dramatic and all hyperbolic, but it was definitely the weirdest sports watching experience that I've ever personally felt. Like, usually if your guy gets traded or something, you usually have an off season to digest it. And it's oftentimes the player, especially in the NBA, it's the player, it's the star player that wanted to leave your team and go somewhere else. So you have like this disdain for him and you're sort of hate watching him and you still love your team. This is such a unique sort of one-of-one situation that I didn't know exactly how I was going to feel. But watching that game, especially early on when he's getting buckets and he's staring down Jason Kidd and he's just got that assassin sort of look on his face like, I'm the guy, this is what I bleeping do. It was just so weird to think that it was like 3 or 4 weeks ago it would be him doing that for our team, and all of a sudden you just change jerseys and boom, now you're the enemy.
Yeah.
It was just such a weird, weird, strange experience.
It was worse than I thought it would be, Eric. I didn't have much fun at all. I think it was more depressing. And I don't want to wallow in the bad or harp on how horrible it was, but it became so clear how easy the game is for Luka. And again, that's even without a lob threat. And it's like, how did you think you were going to get closer? I mean, first of all, winning a championship is very, very difficult. Even if you thought Anthony Davis and Max Christie would add up to be more than Luka, it's still so difficult, even if you're the best team to actually win a championship. Then you got to dodge the injuries. Mm-hmm. It makes less sense than ever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Mavs have put together what is on paper, when healthy, a team that you think could be a championship contender, but it's just... it's the flimsiest roster ever based on the health factor of all these guys, the old ones and Anthony Davis or the young Derek Lively. Like, he's a guy that hasn't proven to be able to consistently stay healthy either. So,
I mean, Kyrie's one of our durable guys now.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think there's that. There's also, I like Luka a lot less now. You know, like, his face, his go-for-it face is not cool. You know, it's ugly. It's a-hole-ish, you know, so I'm just getting ready to not like him, you know, and that's fine, because I do want to say one thing. I'm not going to tell any fans to get over it, but we liked Luka because he was amazing at basketball. He did not exemplify any of the traits that you would want your kids to follow. He was not the ultimate team guy, okay? He didn't play defense, so he didn't do all these things that, like, sports fans say they want their superstar, right? He managed to overcome all of that and endear himself to the fans. But the only thing that he really ever did was win, and now that that's gone, I find it easy to not like him.
I just don't know of the teammates that have necessarily spoken out that he wasn't a good teammate. Like, I don't disagree with you in terms of he wasn't putting forth the extra effort that we've seen the Jordans, the Kobes, the Bradys. Like, they've got that next level work ethic. Luka doesn't have that. I think the biggest thing that doesn't go hasn't been talked about with this is the culture issue here. Like, European players, it's just different. It's a different way of life. In America, like, we're working to live. Like, there our lives are our jobs here. You go to Italy or name the other country, it's very laid back. It's very different, right? They might work 4 hours a day. They're not consumed with their jobs. The jobs don't identify themselves. And I think there is somewhat of a cultural divide here that we have expectations for this is how it should be for Luka and Jokic. Now, Giannis has done that, you know, and he's European, Greek, obviously.
Dirk.
And Dirk did. But
he was a partier.
But it took Dirk a little bit
of
time, right?
That's true, yeah.
So, I mean, I think some of this stuff is a little bit, like, if Luka's showing up and he's still an MVP candidate and you're going to the Western Conference Finals with a pretty poor roster and you're going to the NBA Finals and the usage rate's as high as it is and he's never played less than 65 games in his career, like, some of this stuff, man, it's a massive eye roll when it comes to the criticism of him. Like, I don't think he was a bad teammate. I get what you're saying, and some of this we do have to go ahead and just tell ourselves to make us feel better about it. But watching him yesterday made me more angry about mm-hmm. the trade. It did not make me feel better about it whatsoever, and I can't hate watch Luka. Like, I love that dude. I miss him in a Maverick jersey so much. And the fans that text in that wanted him gone and that hated him, like, I understand. I was pissed off too when he'd whine and complain to the refs and he wouldn't get back and play defense. But I want that dude on my team. I don't want to be playing against him.
Do you feel like he got himself traded?
No.
Do you feel like that his actions got him traded?
No.
That you know, that it's not, I mean, I'm not sitting here trying to defend Nico or the front office, but do you feel like the way that he carried himself got him traded?
Well, yes, I mean, there's the way a lot they perceived him off the court.
There's a lot of blame at Nico and a lot of blame for the front office, but you wonder if the player did so much that he got himself traded. That they said enough.
To what you're saying,
he's
yes.
a great player. I mean, I'm not trying to...
Yeah, it's just tough when it's like all those things, but he's still giving you 30-plus points, maybe a triple-double, and
sure,
he's taking you to the NBA Finals.
They put up with,
it's ridiculous.
They put up with as much as they wanted to put up with. But if
yeah, their tolerance was less than most people.
Exactly. So to me, I kind of look at this way. It's kind of a two-way street. The player gave them a reason to move on from him.
That's not a big reason.
I don't think they really gave him a reason to move on. I think Nico just didn't view
that. Well, he's gone.
Because Nico didn't like that stuff. One individual within the organization convinced everybody, this isn't what I see as a superstar player. This isn't the type of work ethic that I deem the qualities that I want in my star.
Right.
But
this is more about Anthony Davis, and he used Luka to get Anthony Davis, is what he did. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, he wanted Anthony Davis, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, and so how do you get Anthony Davis? You trade Luka. That's how you get Anthony Davis.
Yeah, and you're punting on a decade of opportunity for like a two-year window. Yeah,
sure you are. But he wanted that player so badly that he was willing to put up with a player that didn't have an outstanding work ethic.
And then you had the thank you, Nico, chants from Laker fans in the building last night.
Ouch.
That was special. I discovered, thanks to Ruben last night, the Twitter account, is Nico Harrison a bitch today? And all they do is just tweet yes every day. It's one of the greatest Twitter accounts of all time. And I find myself liking and retweeting at really every turn. Let's see here. Yeah, you know, I think the only other thing that was more jarring than watching Luka in a Laker uniform and stick it to the Mavericks, getting a triple-double. He now has a triple-double versus, like, every team in the league, I believe. It's crazy. Did you guys see the commercial?
No.
Did you guys see they've leveled up Naked and Afraid now? And I don't know that it's titled this, but
the gist of it is they
blur the crack and the hips and stuff. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've now taken Naked and Afraid to a new level. It's Naked and Afraid and Disabled.
Did you see that naked chick
walking around with no legs, just walking around on her knuckles through some sort of jungle type swampy atmosphere?
But it was atmosphere. At first.
I thought about that for a long time. You know,
we were at Jared's last night. We were like, what did we just see? Like, do we need to rewind this? Was that really a naked chick in the jungle just walking on her knuckles because she doesn't have legs to walk for herself and she's out trying to fend for herself?
Just getting it.
That was, I mean, Naked and Afraid wasn't enough. They now have to take it to the next level. Like, the people have already shown, like, hey, Naked and Afraid, we're going to dominate this.
Afraid double amputee.
No, seriously. It was the most jarring thing as a commercial. They need to put, like, a little quick, like, hey, be careful for a second. We're about to show you something that you are not expecting to see. Boom, here's a naked chick on her knuckles in the jungle.
Have you guys seen the show Extracted? Have you seen the commercials for it?
My dad loves that stuff, so he watches that show. So I've seen
is the premise that, like, your family member is struggling badly and you have to make a determination where they're to let them keep struggling? Have you guys not seen the commercial for this?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you can hit a button
to save them, but they don't win anything.
Right, exactly. But
I saw the clip where the mom, and it's like her son is out there having to do whatever he's got to do, and he's hating life, but the mom is like, no, I'm not letting him back in here until he brings me
like
what
they,
I
they've got to find a way to help their family member find food and all this, like basically keep them alive.
So, but if you hit the button, they go get them and they're out.
Yeah,
I think
they can make the call. Yes,
but then you could sit there and just kind of like let them suffer.
You could torture them.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could torture them.
God.
Well, thank you, boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
There you have it. Yeah, and man, that show is. I had so many questions rattling in my mind. Like, how do you keep things sanitary down there? You know, do you have an issue with chafing on the bottom of your legs, basically?
that show doesn't care.
Does that develop calluses that
they
you can walk
care.
On a jungle floor?
Yeah,
you know,
care.
Or
you're just dragging gooch.
Or, yeah,
on the jungle floor.
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, what all's hitting the floor here? And what if that was a male?
The bodies are hitting the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chief. That was some questions that needed to be answered after last night's telecast. NFL news today coming up next. Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
We got quarterback rumors, formal visits, and with this quarterback addition, impact the NFC for your Cowboys. That's next.